This afternoon we're coming to the last afternoon of the days together, and this period of time I would like, if I may, just to take a few minutes to speak to you about the general principles of Tovana, and particularly with regard to this rather precious, loving tradition of donations, the act of the gift, the practice of generosity, which is known in the tradition as dana, D-A-N-A. There. And the tradition which goes back a long, long way, and in its initial expressions, there was a really appreciation that which is really important to us in life, we can't really buy. It's something which is given. And in that expression of that, in the larger sense of things, we could say life itself is a given. It's a gift. And we have the opportunity with this gift to, with heart, mind and body and speech, to really contribute something very precious and wonderful in this world. So we didn't buy life. We didn't choose life. We didn't go and say, I will have. But it came to us as a gift. And with the emergence of our life into this world that we live in, with all the challenges that go with it, it's a great challenge to keep to the spirit of life as an offering, and to offer, to share, to give, to be supportive for. And human beings, in a way, have the value of this and are endowed in our being, in our makeup, to have the capacity to make a real contribution to the support of life. And with these, in the spirit of that outlook and that attitude then became established in the network of practitioners, in the yogis, in the hearts and minds of us, the meditators, to keep alive that sense, and to keep that alive in the sense of the community, in the sense of support and belonging to each other. And through all the different generations, and it's just been over 100 generations now, the act of the gift of dana, of generosity, is the intention to give support to that which is really worthwhile and of real benefit. And the Buddha regularly in the old texts said time and time again, the sangha of practitioners is really, words to use are, worthy of support, worthy of giving support for, so that people can continue their practice. And the spirit and the letter of that, we and our connections with Tovana really respect that, so that several years ago, when Tovana had some explorations and discussions on this theme, the rather bold initiative was made with a step into the unknown to enable people to come on the retreats here at Aindo with the trust in the heart that the donations for the support of all the expenses would actually come in. And it was decided to let go of the daily rate, not to ask for payments prior to the actual event, trust that when people registered, people would come, people would stay, and at the end there would give from, in terms of the practice of the gift, of the generosity, and the variety of costs would get covered. And it was quite a step into the unknown. And as you know and I know, such approaches from the heart are quite rare these days, because the normal form of transitions is by agreement. If you go to see your carpenter, you go to see the dentist, or your lawyer, or your therapist, or your counselor, whoever it might be, there is an exchange of services. It's an agreeable way which society comes to. It's a fine approach, payment for the hour, or payment for the day, or payment for the week, whatever it might be. But Dharma, being what it is so much a matter of the heart there, and trust, and steps into the unknown, that the principle, as I said, of Dharma is to endeavor to keep that alive. Not only with regard to us, the teachers, and living on the donations, but all of Tovana doing it to the maximum amount which is possible. And the kibbutz here, to its credit, also took a step to the unknown as well for us, because when we first came, they didn't know us, knew very, very little about it. It could have been one of these manic cults, and really off their trolley. And perhaps we are, I know, anyway. And and there was no idea of how many people would actually come, and it's quite a large space and buildings, and all that could be given by Stephen and the teachers and the committee was that there was the wish and the hope that it would expand and people would come and it would make it worthwhile. And the kibbutz said, okay, let's see how it is. And gradually, as the weeks and months and now years have gone by, it's expanded further and further, with more and more retreats and programs going on throughout the year here. And that's a real credit to the spirit of Dana, of donations. It enables a wide range of people to come, and people who come, you know, all of you know as well that it really is an act of service. It's not a profit-making venture. It's not trying to build up and make a lot of money to build some kind of spiritual empire. It's just not in the DNA of Tovana, and certainly not in the teachers as well. And there's much more preference to the intimacy of the group, the intimacy of the small, the Sangha giving support to each other. And the small request is, and it's a very important one with regard to that, can your kind donations and your gifts this afternoon into the donation box enable this program to be supported, and that very directly enables the next one to happen. That in a very real way, your gift, not only for yourself, but also does ensure the next retreat happens here. Because Tovana had agreed several years ago that if it didn't work, and as you can imagine, there were doubts. Will people want to give? Could it be that a very little amount was given and it just couldn't work? And therefore the understanding was made right from the beginning, if donations do not work, then it's absolutely fine. Then Tovana will go return to the daily rate, have the daily rate, and then only the teachers would receive the dana. But the steps were made, and well, essentially, so far, so good. So over 7 or 8 years now, it is 10 years. My God, we're getting older. So 10 years of, is it really 10 years? Gosh. Blimey. I had a different colour hair then. Anyway, I'm still waiting for the roots to go dark, if you see what I mean. Anyway. So there's a decade gone by, here. And in that respect, this retreat on Dana, it's very much because of a great contribution that the previous retreat gave, and the previous retreat, and so on and so forth. And as you know, there has just been the pioneers have been just over there as well, because it's the first time in over the years that there has been an opportunity for an unbroken 3-week retreat here, and there has been genuinely much appreciation for it, and they've been very patient with us as we've gone backwards and forwards, so to speak, as well as you. And there's a real wish for that to happen. And again, donations and giving support, and that includes everybody who stays, gives support to, gives the daily rate, as it were, which that means a payment goes to the kibbutz for everybody who stays, every person, including those who stay in the tent or stay in the rooms, and the kibbutz, that goes to them. And then, of course, Christopher's travel expenses from England to Israel and back, the other travel expenses, websites, accounts, lots of food, it's not a fasting retreat yet. And so all of that, and the tremendous love and service that, and dana of time and energy and commitment of the staff and the managers, not only when we all arrive here, but all the work that's gone in the preparation so that you and the teachers, we arrive here, and all that's gone in to help making this event happen. And the fact there's been such a lovely response over the 3 weeks with the successive retreats and the Dharma Facilitators program as well is a statement, really, of love of the Dharma, interest in meditation, the exploration of the heart there, and the wonderful principles of Dharma, Dana, Dharma and donations. Finally, just for, there's a second box which is also put out for the teachers. And this box, honestly, in a very real and direct way, really helps us as well to continue with the teachings. And sometimes people get the kind of idea that, oh, we give a retreat, like somebody said to me years ago, oh, you give a retreat, and then Christopher, God, it must be great, time off and holiday and you don't have to do anything. What? What? No, no, Dharma service is going on day in and day out. I mean, I'm not boasting, I think it could be an apology, but when we send out an email, it goes into the sent box, and once a year for the year, I from the sent box, I put them in another folder. Then I start the new year. I think last year, not quite precise with the numbers, but it was around. I sent out around 2,500 emails, and they're oncoming. They're outgoing as well, and sadly they have to be read. Both ways. And websites, and like I, in the last night, to give you a good example, Iran and I had mentioned that in the text there was this sentence where the Buddha was asked, truth, but how can we protect truth? How do we protect truth there? And the Buddha, in his response, essentially said, well, be clear about what you say, if it is a belief, if it is an act of faith, if it is from a tradition, if you've thought it out, just be clear that this is the view and where it comes from there. And in that way, you protect truth. So we discussed it. Then Iran said to me, where in the text is it? You see, there are only 10,000 discourses, etc. So then I get out the Kindle with I think I can find it. And eventually I found it. Said, here's the discourse about this relationship to truth that human beings have. And then, good night, Iran. And and then Iran is up. He's searching for different places where it's said and different passages, then he's highlighting it, then he's putting it into a Word document, and then he's sending it to me, and then he's sending it to Leela. And I just use it as a small example of the kind of work of exploration and helping to make the teachings available, and then Leela and I can use those passages which Iran had found in some future talk. And I just use a small example of teachings going on and research and reading and websites and emails and Facebook and blogs and oh, the terror. Committee meetings. This is the great form of self-denial for some of us. And much, much else. And all of that goes on outside of the retreats, but it's only made possible because yourselves and other practitioners give the dana to do all that dana service that we can offer outside of retreats. And that's the mutual understanding that takes place. And just finally, with the kind donations that come, and when I arrive with Iran, I say to him, how's your triple gem, your three jewels? They're not 2,500 years old yet, but they're very small, three kids, and all the support that is required of the parents to give support to the children, and all the work that Leela does and Sandhya does for the Dharma throughout the course of the year, and all that's, as I say, possible through the lovely gifts and real support that comes from you. And in that exchange, as the Buddha made very, very clear, it comes with it for the beneficiaries, in this case, when it's for the teachers, in this case, enormous responsibility. And the responsibility which we receive from the act of the dana, from the gifts, is to use, in this case, every shekel and everything that we receive mindfully, lovingly, and respectfully to give support to the daily life. And that would include ourselves and those who are close to us. And we know that when we receive these gifts, it does touch in us, of course, a very warm place. And we just want to be ensure that we're very caring and respectful for what you have given us. And that with that comes our responsibility to treat that with great care. And I think this is a beautiful way of being. And hopefully, as one of you said to me just a few days ago, that we need to inspire that kind of kindness and generosity in our culture, in our families, and in our environment, that human beings can learn to trust and to share and to give and to make beautiful things happen. And Tovara is a really wonderful model for it. I mean, it generally has very, very deep ethic. And when I go overseas and make reference to Israel, and lots of people ask me about Israel, when people hear about Tovana, nearly always in the first few sentences is, well, they're doing everything on the dana. It's quite normal for teachers when we go in different places to receive the dana. That's there. But nearly everywhere, with few exceptions, there is a daily rate. And Tovana took this leap. And I think that's a real inspiration and has given other places some real encouragement to take those kind of steps. And I just say all credit to every one of you and all the meditators who come to Eindhor and to the other programs. And a very, very big thank you with regard to this. Thank you.